This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Happy Times. And today we're going to be doing a little bit of self-therapy. Yeah. Okay. It's not your Happy Times by yourself. Okay. Let's just get into it.
Welcome to the Happy Times podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Joey Kidney. And if you're new here, or this is your first time listening, or you haven't listened to it in a while, or you haven't done this yet, make sure you hit follow, subscribe, like it, share it. I realize I'm horrible at promo, but it's something that we got to do because this podcast is becoming a lot bigger than we think, and I am beyond grateful for that. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who comes back and listens, and to the new listeners. You guys are amazing. And what I want to also announce is that we just launched the new Black Happy hoodies and Black Happy blankets. They're on sale right now. And if you follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney, there's a bunch of discount codes going around. But unfortunately, since this podcast stays up forever and the discount codes are limited, you will just have to follow me on Instagram always to get the discount codes because there's always some. But other than that, today I don't want to make this podcast super, super long, but I also want to make it super interesting. So one of you, your name is Kathleen Zimmerman. You DM'd me, and I was on an Instagram Live. That's what it was. And I got this message being like, "Hey, have you ever heard of Japanese psychology?" And I was like, "No, of course I have not." But then I was also kind of interested in learning on what could that be. And she was saying like, it's basically just. It's just four questions that you ask yourself for a certain thing, and it's called. I'm going to butcher this. We all know I butcher names and everything, but I'm going to try this. Ikigai. I literally don't know. I do not know how to say it, but that is the form of Japanese psychology that we're going to kind of be looking at today. So it's called that, and there's basically four questions, and I'm just going to click on the link that she sent me, and we're going to read about it today. I understand you can't see anything, but it says Ikigai, the Japanese concept of finding purpose in life. And I've never really read one of these, whether it's like a Canadian concept of finding purpose in life or anything like that. I've never really looked into this. I've only gone off my experiences, stories that people have told me, everything like that. So this is something totally new for me. And it is pretty cool. And so why is this important? They say many psychologists, scientists, and journalists have researched and hypothesized the usefulness and truth behind this particular phenomenon. And they've come to a number of very interesting conclusions. Why do people use such big words? Yo, they made this sick shit and it's dope and it's working. Just say that. And I guess it's a really old thing and I don't know. We're gonna give it a shot. So there's four questions, and they say this: if you're feeling you're struggling, Garcia, I don't know who Garcia is, makes this suggestion that you gain awareness of the current status of your life. I actually think that's really important. They say starting by putting together a note of the top 10 things you have spent your time on this week. After writing them down, ask yourself if those things are adding the purpose to your life. Wow. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play a little music. We're all going to get a notepad. We're going to take some time. And I mean, the song is only going to play for about like 10 seconds, but we're going to take some time and we're going to write down 10 things that we have spent our time on this week. And then there's some more questions. I want you guys to do this with me. So if you have a pen, a paper, or if you're on your phone, just go to your notes app, whatever it is, and write stuff down. So let's take a little break and I'll come back and we'll talk about this.
What's the rush?
Been stressing on patience, this is for real. I've been looking for virtue, looking for feels. And I've been pressing on pause, yeah, don't know the deal.
All right, guys, welcome back. That, what you just heard, was a preview to my new song called What's the Rush with Anthony Ortiz, and that's coming out sometime later in May. You can pre-save the song in May. Again, follow me on Instagram and everything so you can hear all about that. I hope you enjoyed it, but let's get back into it. So did you write your 10 things? I realized I literally just asked you a question, but you can't answer. I wrote down my 10 things, and I'm going to read them to you, and then hopefully just say yours out loud. I don't know. It's like we're having a conversation. So the 10 things that I've worked on this week, it was kind of hard to think about, but I came up with 1, making podcasts, 2, making videos, 3, playing a lot of hockey, 4, time with friends, 5, taking photos, 6, working on music, 7, getting coffee. I do that a lot. 8, moving, because I'm still moving into my new apartment, so it's kind of like getting everything. And then 9, shopping, like buying new clothes or buying food and everything like that. And then 10, eating. I spend a lot of my time eating. I eat a lot. And those were the main 10 things. I hope yours were a lot better than mine, but I do work a lot. There's always like music, there's always podcasts, there's always videos, there's always a lot of emails, there's always a lot of stuff to work on. And I'm very passionate about all of it. So I'm very curious on the next questions. And hopefully you are too, and we can go through this together. So now there are 4 questions that they ask you to answer for yourself about kind of those 10 things that you just talked about. So the first question is there something that I love doing? Now, in that, I have already answered those, and this is what I said. What I love to do, I love my family. I love taking care of others, and I love inspiring people to live. And I guess that goes with my podcast and my videos. And I actually answered these questions before I made my list of 10, because I was curious. If I answered these 4 questions prior to my list, am I going to find myself doing what I'm already doing or loving what I'm already doing? And I thought that was super interesting. But you guys are doing it the different way around, which is also very interesting. So what did you put for what do you love? Like, is there something that you love doing? I want to know. Like, mention me in the tweet or whatever. I want to know how you guys are taking this. Was it even in your top 10? I'm super curious about that. For me, I guess making videos, making podcasts, spending time with friends and family and everything is actually in my top 10. So I guess what I love to do is what I'm doing. And I'm really happy I wrote that. Now, the second question is it something the world needs? Now, I believe the world needs more love. I believe the world needs more motivation, more happiness, more everything. And that is something that I'm really trying to do for the world with this podcast called The Happy Times, with my videos, with everything that I do. So I believe that I'm contributing the world for something that it needs, it truly needs, and hopefully you're doing the same. Now, the third question is it something I'm good at, or what are you good at? And I believe that I'm good at giving advice to those in need, and that whether that's my friends or my family or you guys or anybody, I think that's something that I kind of have like a little talent in, and I'm able to speak my mind in a way that people can understand. I think that's pretty cool. And so I do think it's something I'm good at. Hopefully what you wrote down is something that you're good at, and hopefully you're following along. Now, the fourth and final question is it something that I can get paid for? Or what can you get paid for? Now, for me, that's where it kind of like got stumped. Now, just being an advice giver, somebody who yells all the time and makes stupid jokes and burps on a podcast, how will I take my advice into a form of currency and getting paid for it? Now, that's something that it's never my goal, but obviously I do have to live. I do have to do my 10 things up there. And in order to do that, I kind of need some money. Now, the answer to that is motivational speaking does pay pretty well. I've never done it. And then the next thing is life coaching. I've also never done that. I also don't want to do life coaching, like Liza Koshy. Jesus, that was bad. But I think I can do something with motivational speaking. And I think YouTube and the podcast is definitely part of that. It's a way to get there. And what did you write? What is it? I hope that whether your passion is engineering or music or running or literally whatever, planting pots, whatever it is, I hope that there's something in there that you can get paid for. And hopefully it's your passion and it's something you do and everything like that. They say if it's not something you can get paid for, is what you can get paid for a good trade-off for really financially supporting your ikigai? So I'm really bad at saying that. I'm awful at it. Basically, it's saying, is it a hobby? Is it a hobby that you're so passionate about where, you know, it does help you support your passion, but it could be just a hobby. It doesn't have to be, oh, I draw for a living and I need to get paid from that. It can be, I draw for a living, but I also work at like a design company. So I think it's kind of like that. And I think those were like super interesting questions, and I thought I would share them with you. And I'm very thankful Kathleen sent them over to me, because I think just sitting down and kind of like, I know people think it's so bad to overthink and ask yourself questions, but I think it's really good because we find out who we are a lot of the times through that. And asking these four questions, what do you love? What does the world need? What are you good at? And what can you get paid for is amazing. And then doing that 10 list of things that you do every day or every week or whatever, I think that's really cool too, because it kind of helps you organize your life and create that routine like we talked about a couple podcasts ago, where how a routine is going to be the best thing you can do to find happiness in your life and to find your purpose. And if you don't find your purpose and you don't know it yet, hopefully this list can kind of help you. Now, she sent one more thing, and it's called the Nikin. And she says it is based off on having a healthier view on the world around you and being thankful for everything. It is based on three questions. And these three questions are, what have I received from? What have I given to? And what troubles and difficulties have I caused? So I'm going to allow you guys to answer these again. We're going to play some music, probably not the same song, and I will come back and we'll talk about this.
In the moment that she walked in, want to know everything about it. Does she still talk with her father?
And welcome back, guys. So this Nikin is, I really hope I'm saying it right. This is meant for like an answer in much detail, and is meant for kind of like relationships. So the first question there, what have I received from blank, is more for like your relationship. But it is not limited to examining your relationship with one person. It can include anyone who supported you during the past day. But it says to be specific and write down as many items as you can remember. So like, what kind of food did you eat? Where did you go in this past day? How did others support you? Did someone open a door? Did someone wash your dishes? Or was there hot water and soap available for you to wash the dishes? What made it possible for you to brush your teeth or drive a car? Take 10 minutes and make as thorough list as possible. Now, that's like a huge thing. So what have I received from? What I said is that I received a lot of support from you guys. I made a video called The Secret, like What I Have Not Told You, or The Secret I Have Not Told, I forget the name. And you guys were so supportive. I put a lot of work into that. And you guys were commenting, you were liking, you were doing everything. You were leaving so much feedback in the comments below. And as much as like that sounds like a total YouTuber thing to say, it really, really helps me out. So that really, really helped me out. And that's something that I received from you guys is help and support. And I think that's huge. And then the second question is, what have I given to? Hold on. I'm reading something else now. There's a lot. They read a lot for stuff. And so what I want to do is I want to tell you that, what I did this past week, I donated to the Roger Nelson House for Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario because I'm doing a Manitic Miler run where it's just like a run, and I always donate when I do runs. I don't care how much it costs. I always donate at the end of it. Now, this says that you can compare your giving credits or taking debits in relation to a single person or between you and the rest of the world. You can examine a period of time ranging from a day to a decade. So what is something that you have given to? It's not saying you have to do it every day, but it's something that you have done in the past year. If you've done in the past week, what is the first thing that pops in your mind? For me, it was a Roger Nelson House in Ottawa. And I think that is great, but that's just me. So you don't have to do that. You don't have to donate money to someplace. You could donate your time. You could volunteer. You could help somebody else. You can do a whole different bunch of things to give to others. So what have you given to people? I would love to know your answer to that. And then the last one, the final one is, hold on, let me find it again. I always lose my spot. We know me. It is, what troubles and difficulties have I caused? That's a big one. So mostly, they say that mostly we are aware of how other people cause us inconvenience or difficulty. Perhaps somebody cuts us off in traffic, or maybe the person in front of us at the post office has a lot of packages and kept us waiting. We notice such incidents with great proficiency, but when we are the source of the trouble or inconvenience, we often don't notice it at all. Or if we do, we think it was an accident, or I didn't mean it. Perhaps we simply dismiss it as not such a big deal. But this question is truly important. And I think it is important. I think what they're writing there is so true. There's a lot of times where we do stuff that really affects others and we just think, oh, I messed up. And one thing that I did, and it wasn't this past week, it was a couple weeks ago, I ended a relationship with somebody. And it needed to happen. I'm not regretting it at all. But I did it, and I broke the heart, and that is something that I feel like I have caused a difficulty or a trouble in their life, and hopefully they're feeling fine now, but they're probably not feeling too fond of me, or they probably weren't too happy, as I wasn't too happy at that time. Now, that's just a little trouble that I've caused, and I've caused trouble every other day, don't get me wrong. I think it's really important, as much as it is to acknowledge the negatives. Like I said in my previous video, the secret that I have not told you, it's so important to acknowledge the negatives, and it's also so important to acknowledge the positives in your life. But acknowledging the impact you have on other people and on this world is the biggest thing. And it could be as little as breaking up with somebody. It could be as little as dropping dishes or getting mad at somebody. It could be as little as closing the door when you could have held it open, Americans. It could be such a little thing, but it's going to be something that you can improve. And I think that's something great to evaluate. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with reevaluating your life or evaluating your life or sitting down and making just a list of stuff or answering these questions that I just gave you, which I hope you did. I hope you sat down with a pen and paper or your phone and wrote down what your answers were. I think this is a really cool thing. And if you can tweet me a screenshot of them or DM me a screenshot of them, I would love that. And I guess that's it for today's podcast. And thank you very much to Kathleen for sending that in. I thought this was pretty cool. If you guys wanted me to do more of these, like, going through kind of methods and therapies, I think that would be really interesting. I had a great time. I actually learned a lot. This is pretty cool. I know it was kind of all over the place, but that's the happy times for you. Anyways, guys, thank you guys very much for watching or listening. Damn it, I'm still on that. Again, happy hoodies and happy blankets are on sale right now. If you follow me on Instagram, at Joey Kidney, literally today on Friday, if you're listening to this the day the podcast is out, there is a sale on my Instagram right now. That's probably a hefty sale, and you don't want to miss it. But anyways, stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Oh, also, I'm really bad at promoting this, but I also have a Patreon. If you want to support my work and this podcast, go to patreon.com/JoeyKidney, and you get an extra podcast every single week, or an extra video and a podcast every single week for $1 or $3. And that's literally it, just if you want to support my work. Anyways, that's it. Okay, stay you, stay beautiful. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.